And on the second Sunday in Advent, let me invite you please to be seated. As we come together, we want the light of God's love to fall afresh upon our hearts and minds and spirits together today. As Katrina has already mentioned, we come to give thanks to God for Hudson's young life. You know, who will he be in 5 years' time? In 10 years' time? In 25 years' time? Where will he be? What influence will he have? He's got beautiful eyes, I can tell you that much now. And it's so engaging. But I want to say to you that each and every one of you will leave your mark upon his life. And so as you came into worship, you will have seen Hudson's name on a canvas. I'd like you please to take some time at the end of the service before you go in for coffee or go home. There is some ink, so I'd like you to place your thumbprint in one of the letters of Hudson. Because let me say, we all leave impressions upon each other. What impression will we leave with Hudson? How will we influence his growth and development, both as an individual and as a follower of Jesus? It's important to ask ourselves. It's important that we recognize we touch each other's lives. There's a song in the old Happiness and Harmony songbook of the Salvation Army which says, we've come into this place and gathered in his name, in the name of Jesus, to worship him. We have come into this place and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into this place and gathered in his name to worship him. Christ the Lord. Let's use this chorus to help us as we enter the presence of God this morning before we share prayer together. Thank you. We'll sing it straight through, please. Out of your glorious riches in Christ Jesus, you will strengthen us through your Spirit in our inner being. We ask you for the flesh, for fresh infilling of your Holy Spirit this morning, for power to fill us with your love and your grace. We thank you that as believers we know that Christ dwells richly within the hearts of those who have faith in you. We pray that you will strengthen and establish our roots strongly in your love today. When the world shouts hate, help us to love. When the past won't let go, help us to love. When the enemy taunts us with lies and surrounds us with darkness, help us to love. When a relationship feels broken, and when we feel betrayed or rejected, help us to love. Help us to love you, Father God, and to love each other, and to keep on loving, because of the power of your Spirit within us. Even when it seems impossible, you can do all things for good to those who love you. So, Father God, take this hour we share together. Minister your grace into our lives. And bless, we pray, all who claim a place in our prayers this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
As we come to take part in the dedication service, we're going to sing another song now. And it's song 1017 in the songbook. It's Lord, with joyful hearts we worship. As we come here this morning, we worship God, but we want to give thanks because God has given life to each and every one of us. We want to specifically give thanks to the life of Hudson. We're not too sure how the next few moments are going to go. As you will aware, I've never done a dedication of a toddler. Usually they're a baby. So we will just see how the next few moments go. But I can see that Felicia, just calm down. He's okay. Let him wander around. Don't worry about it. Okay. We'll just sing the first verse of this song. Thank you. As we sing this second verse, Bob, are you able to leave the band and come and to bring the colours? And then I'll ask Elysium, Simon and Hudson and Felicity. Yes, you're part of this too, Felicity. Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah. See, never work with animals and children. Okay. Okay. So let's see. Yes, he's so eager. So eager. All right, we'll stand and we'll sing the second verse, please. Thank you. Lord, we thank you, please be seated. Hello, you all right? Yeah? Excellent. Excellent. I've lost my page already. Don't worry about it. For many of you, we recognise that for Hudson, he was born at a time when actually we weren't able to gather in a way such as this. And for lots of us, we haven't seen Hudson go through those steps of being from a baby to a toddler to walking. But we are so grateful that you are here today and we're able to take part in this ceremony today. Okay. In the dedication of this child, you desire to give him fully to God. You wish to thank God for entrusting this precious life into your hands, and you want him to be nurtured in all that is pure, lovely and honest. To this end, You promise that you will keep from him, so far as you are able, everything which is likely to harm him in body, mind, or spirit. You also promise that as he grows in wisdom and stature, you will teach him the truths of the gospel. Encourage him to seek Christ as his Saviour and support him in the commitment of his life to the service of God. You must be to him an example of a true Christian. If you're willing to make these promises, I hesitate to say I will now receive this child in the name of God and on behalf of the Salvation Army. Are you going to hold my hand, Hudson? Yeah? Shall we sit down for the next bit? Would that be better? Right, come on then. Let's sit down. There we are. Okay then. All right. Okay. In the name of the Lord and on behalf of the Felixstowe Corps of the Salvation Army, I receive this child, Hudson George Little, in the recognition of the promises which have been made by his parents this day. You are absolutely beautiful. Yes, you are. Now, at this point, Felicity, are you going to say a little prayer for your brother? Can we have the mic? Maybe if Grandad Kevin can bring the mic. There we are. And Felicity, as part of this beautiful family, you're going to say a prayer for Hudson, aren't you? Okay? What are you going to say? You just say it.
Dear God, thank you for my little brother Hudson. Amen.
Okay, shall we just share a prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this beautiful family. We thank you for Felicity and for Alicia and for Simon and the love that they're already showing to Hudson and the way in which they are helping him and bringing him up. And we just pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless this family as they grow, not only just as a family, but as they grow spiritually in you, Lord. We thank you. Amen. Amen. So in returning Hudson George Little, into your care, I charge you to care for him. Now, this is going to be fun, isn't it? I'll get up from here. Right. Okay. Yeah, you're better at getting up than me, Hudson. In returning this Hudson George Little into your care, I charge you to care for him in the name of the Lord and to keep the promises that you have made concerning him this day. I just look upon you all now and recognise that, yes, this is a family that God has created, but he's also created this larger family. And each one of us have a responsibility, as David has already said, to make an impression upon Hudson. I would just like you to indicate, if you'd like to raise your right hand, if you would continue to pray for Hudson, Alicia, Simon and Felicity in these days. And we just recognise that you are so special. Can you see all those hands, Felicity? All these people are going to continue to pray for you as you look after your brother. Yeah? Is he a good little brother? Yeah. Excellent. And I've got something for you. You just wait there a moment. All right. First of all, I've got a certificate of dedication from what, I don't know where Hudson's gone, but he's down there. But Felicity, I'm going to give you this little book. It's very veggie devos for little ones. It's all about Bible readings that you can share with your mummy and daddy, can share with you and with Hudson and yourself, and it can help you to grow as you look and about Jesus. Okay? So that's for you. Okay? That's all right. Yeah, okay. Okay, shall we sing the last verse as the family go back to their places, please? Thank you. Third verse. Is there a third verse? Computer's gone off. No. Nope. The band will just play it. There we are. Now, usually at this point in the dedication service, if I had a child in my arms, I would bring him around and introduce him to you as the church family. But A, because Hudson's toddling, and also because of COVID, not able to do that. But we're just going to look at some pictures now and just reflect. This is Hudson from baby till now. Thank you very much. Hudson, we thank you for his life, and we just pray, Lord, that whatever potential that is packed inside of him, that, Lord, that he will be able to discover all that you want him to be in the days that lie ahead. Be with his parents, Alicia and Simon, and with the extended family as they continue to care at this young age for him. And just, Lord, help us each to be an example, now and forevermore. Amen. 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 Okay. Just before the children go out to... I'll move to this now. Yeah. Just before the children go out to the Sunday school, would you like to come and stand here? All the children that are going out to Sunday school. Oh, yes, you're so eager. Yes. Okay, who else? We've got the little elf. Okay, we've got some visitors as well. Lovely. And you've travelled here today, yes, just to be with Hudson and Felicity? Excellent. Okay, well, I've got a family of candles here. Okay, then, a family of candles. So who can tell me which is the daddy candle? The big one. So the big one's the daddy candle. So which one would be the baby candle? That one. Are you sure? Are you sure? Actually, you know what? This is the daddy candle in this family. And this is the baby candle. Because you know what? Daddy candle has been burning for so long and giving out light to the world. But the baby candle has got loads of light left in it yet. I've been burning quite a long time. Okay, excuse me, yes. I've been burning quite a long time, but I hope that my light has been shining for Jesus. You, on the other hand, are just at the start of your life. And so you have so much life left in you to shine for Jesus. And I want you to know that you are really special people. God has created each and every one of you, and he wants you to shine for him. We're going to sing a little song in a minute about letting our light shine. But first of all, I'm just going to share a prayer for you as you go out to Sunday school. Okay? All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for our young people. We thank you for their willingness and their eagerness to learn about you. And we just pray that as they go out this morning, as they learn more about you and the love that you have for them, that, Lord, that they will continue to grow and that their light will continue to shine now and forevermore. Amen. Amen. So remember, you've got so much more light to shine. Okay? Some of us, we've got to still shine our lights, but we haven't got as long as you have. Okay, then. We're going to sing a song. This little light, I can't remember what I put on the program now.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Oh, that's better. Okay. I think the songster leader was worried. I brought my songster book with me and the mic, and he was afraid I was going to sing to you, but no. But I can tell you, tea and coffee will be available for you in the community hall immediately after our worship this morning. As far as an open air is concerned, from the band point of view, if we've got the bare necessity to have an open air, but it'll be in the hands of the Lord because he keeps turning the rain on and the rain off this morning. So we'll make a final decision as to the weather. But if you can join us at the open air, if the weather's fine, that will really help us out. Can I remind you, at 5:30 this evening, the Zoom prayer meeting takes place, and details how to get onto that are in the newsletter. If you haven't had a newsletter, there are some available as you leave the hall this morning. On Thursday at 5 o'clock is the Young People's Carol Service, and it's the members of the YP Sunday School, Explorers, and Sallywags. And at the bottom it says, you're all welcome. So 5 o'clock on Thursday here in the hall, the juniors carol service. On Friday, the 10th, in this hall, the Songsters and Band will be involved in a Christmas program organized by the church right at the top of Trimley. We normally go and visit them, but they've decided to come here. So on Friday night, there will be this Christmas program. On Saturday, Sally Scrappers meet at 10 o'clock. You know the rules of that program. You have to be quiet and knit and knit and knit. If you would like to see Gemma or Jackie about packing parcels and such like, if you speak to them, they'll let you know when the time is to arrive at the hall. As you go out, there is on the little desk a signing in sign, and on that there are lists of the sort of volunteers we need in the church at the moment. It includes hall cleaning. At the moment we haven't got a cleaner. We're waiting to advertise for a full-time one, but until that happens, there is a list there of various sections of the corps, and if you can take responsibility for one of them, that would be really helpful. Also, there is a list there that if you want to attend and volunteer for Christmas Day meal, you can sign up for that too. And also, there's one there that we want to find out how many people will want to come to worship on Boxing Day. So there, on that little table, please have a look as you go out. Thank you for listening.
I'm sure we're going to be blessed just now as we invite the songsters to come and to bring their message to us this morning as they sing, Saviour, Lord Jesus, let him surround you with love. Thank you. want to say thank you, Songs Leader and Songsters, for your message. There's a request in the last line that the songsters sung. Let me remind you of what it said. Let him surround you with love. Let him. So you have a choice. Are you going to allow God to surround you with his love? Second Sunday in Advent. We're going to share these words earlier in our meeting, but they were slipped to one side. But let me just remind you that Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, and verse 13 to 16 simply says this. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands upon them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. And he said to them, let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. And he took the children in his arms. He placed his hands upon them and he blessed them. And the next portion of scripture I want us to focus upon this morning is again from Mark's Gospel. But this time it's chapter 4. It's after Jesus is healed. We're in chapter 14 and we're picking up at verse 3. While he, that was Jesus, was in Bethany, reclining at the table of the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume and made a pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor. And they rebuked her harshly. Leave her alone, said Jesus. Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing for me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them at any time you want, but you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare me for my burial. Truly I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in remembrance of her. Amen. Two portions of scripture. Both I want to suggest to you express love. There are people who didn't want the children to bother Jesus. They wanted to chase away the parents and the children because Jesus, in his human state, maybe he was tired and exhausted. But when Jesus saw what was happening by his disciples, he rebukes them and brings the children to him so he can bless them. This morning I want you and I to recognize that it is in love that we experience and express great joy. Yes, it's been a joy to share in the dedication of Hudson. This lovely family. A big sister and a little brother. So exciting, so full of potential. What will happen in the future? How will they as a family get on? How will we do our part in supporting and encouraging? It's not just down to brothers and sisters, grandparents, aunts and uncles. But it's down to us all to play our part, to show an interest, to have an encouraging word. second scripture reading we shared together was towards the end of Jesus' life. It's 2 days before he is arrested and goes through the crucifixion. He's been in the temple courts all week long. The leaders of the Jews want to silence him once and for all, but they want to do it quietly, discreetly. They don't want publicity in any shape or form. And Jesus, with his disciples, has gone to the home of someone who we are told is called Simon the Leper. So Jesus has obviously had an influence upon Simon's life. Remember, he's healed him. It's in Bethany. So it might be okay to deduce of that Lazarus, Martha and Mary were there also, part of the same village, moving in the same situation. And here we're told that a woman, the woman is unnamed. In other portions of scripture, we may deduce that it is Mary, the one who sat at the feet of Jesus while her sister was busy in the kitchen getting everything ready. Mary shows extravagant love. Her brother has been resurrected. Here, Mary is with a small alabaster jar full of nard, worth about a year's wages. So you know what your wages is. So this alabaster jar costs a year's wage for you and for me, whatever it is. It's probably been passed down to her by her mum, part of her inheritance. And actually the perfume bottle is to be given and poured upon the head of the man you love and you're going to spend the rest of your life with. You're saying you're the one for me. I've never had any perfume poured on me. Interesting. Yeah.
Sorry.
There's still plenty of time. Perfume. Nod. It's an expression. How much does Mary love Jesus? Ordinarily, there would be perfume in the house where, when your feet were washed and dried, you'd get some perfume and you'd dab it upon your guest. We're told here that actually the alabaster jar's seal is broken, deliberately and intentionally broken, and then turned upside down, and the oil is allowed to anoint the head and run down the face into the beard, and is applied to the feet. Nobody in this setting, who nobody didn't even see it being broken, would be left in any doubt, because the smell would fill the whole place. Does your love for God fill the place where you live, where you work, where you have your being? Are you and I, like Mary, prepared to be extravagant with our love for Jesus? I also want you to note that when you are extravagant in your love for Jesus, the likelihood is you're going to be called a fanatic. It's okay to be a fanatic in football. Why, that's the way it is. They dress. They wear the shirts. When I was a little lad, all you got was a bobble hat and a scarf. Fanaticism. But when it comes to being a fan, and I do want to say to you, I use that word in brackets because Jesus doesn't want fans. He wants followers and disciples. You can be a fan of Jesus all you want, but it doesn't mean your life's going to be changed. He needs you to be a disciple. But the one thing is, when you give your all to Jesus, you will be criticized. That's what happened to this young lady. She stepped out from what was the norm. We came into worship this morning and we expect a certain type of act of worship. I wonder how you would feel if we turned it upside down and did something different next week. I wonder how many of you would be up in arms, whispering, or even getting up and walking out because you're offended because we don't do it like that in Felixstowe. Here's Mary. She's done something out of the extraordinary. She's been extravagant in her demonstration of love for Jesus. And she gets criticized. I look where the criticism's coming from. Some of the disciples of Jesus. What a waste. What a waste. That could have been sold. Could have fed the hungry. Friends, we are not to sit in judgment upon each other's service for Jesus. That's not your job, nor my job. If somebody serves God in a different way, celebrate it. Rejoice with them. Their expression of love for Christ brings glory to God and influences those around who may not have seen but can smell and see the consequences of that act of love. I'm so grateful that Jesus chastises his disciples. If he were to take this story as somebody else other than Mary, then we're left with an account which says to us, somebody has expressed their love for Jesus in an outward way which has been criticized, but in a way which has been remembered and recorded. People may never remember who you are, your name, in 10, 20, 30 years' time. Let's pray there will be people who record and remember your actions, your attitude, your expression of love for God and for them. You see, when we express love, we bring joy. When Jesus comes into the world, God sends the angels to announce his arrival. Good news. Not just in heaven, but with men, with all humanity on earth. The God who was separated from us by our sin is reconciled to us by the gift of this Christ child who comes vulnerable, relying upon two parents to both nurture, encourage, provide, support, correct. Even Jesus was corrected At the age of 12, when he thought he was old enough to go off to the temple, and his mum and earthly father thought he was journeying with them, they had to go back and search for 3 days in Jerusalem until they found him. Do you know where Jesus is in your life today? Or have you lost him on the way? Do you need to retrace your steps? Are you and I prepared to be extravagant in the demonstration of our love, giving our all for Jesus, regardless of how people interpret it or criticize us? All for the approval and the affirmation of the one we love, who has brought life and hope and healing into our world. I want us to take a few moments just to reflect upon what we have seen and heard throughout our worship. God will speak to us in different ways at different times. It may have been the songsters, or one of the hymns we've sung, or a prayer, the dedication, the reading of God's word. I want to give yourself and myself opportunity just to sit and reflect and to say to God, how should this impact my life today? If it would be helpful to come to the place of prayer, then we'd invite you to come. If you bring something in your hand, we won't disturb you. If you come with nothing, someone will come and join you and ask if you want prayer. If you can't kneel, there's a chair there to sit on. Let's just spend time in prayer this morning. We're going to use a song to help us in prayer. Words will be on the screen. Let's simply sing the song together in the attitude of prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you have come to us. You are one with us. Let's sing it through. And I invite you simply to be responsive to God's Holy Spirit this morning. Thank you.
My Father, we do thank you that you are a living Lord. And as we are in this time of Advent, as we are preparing once again to celebrate your coming to the earth, may we not forget in all the celebrations the reason you came to this earth. In order for us to have our relationship with our Heavenly Father renewed and restored. And we know, Lord, that because you came, that you also meant that you had to go to Calvary in order for that relationship and that forgiveness to be given and restored. So we thank you, Lord, that we are able to have our sins forgiven, that we are able to have a relationship with you, and that we are able to show our love to those around us. You know everything that we're going to do this week, the people we're going to see, the situations we will find ourselves in. Lord, I just pray that each and every one of us this week, that as we leave this place, that we will know that we don't go on our own, but that you go with us. And that we can, through your help, show love to those around and about us. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. And our final song this morning is song 695. Will you come and follow me if I but call your name? And I would just like to say, to remind you, that as you leave, if you would like to leave your thumbprint or fingerprint on the canvas for Hudson, just be aware that we don't want too many people around the table at the same time, but there are some wipes. You just use the ink, and then there are some baby wipes there, so you can wipe your fingers afterwards. Okay, so let's stand and sing, "Will you come and follow me if I but call your name?" Thank you very much. before we sing the last two, please. Will you let the blinded see if I but call your name? Will you set the prisoners free and never be the same? Will you kiss the leprosy and do such as this unseen and admit to what I mean in you and you in me? The last two verses.
Amen.
And may that be our prayer today, that you will continue to grow in each and every one of us. And so then our light will continue to shine in this world in these days. We thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning and God bless. Thank you.